You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. Another milestone in the development of the area around Ohio State's Wexner Medical Center happened today. The ramp from State Route 315 North to Medical Center Drive and King Avenue reopened this morning. I'm standing just off the ramp right now, and I'm joined by Ohio State's Dan Hedman. Thanks for your time, Dan.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This is part of a huge university initiative, which we'll talk about in a moment, but the latest development, this ramp is now open, and it's a pretty big deal for people who work in and around OSU.
Yeah, you know, we realized this would be a big impact for people for multiple years, but the long-term payoff will be greatly worth it. The project in general opens up developable land near the medical center. It creates a flood barrier, which I'm sure we'll talk about. And also opens up some green space. But as for the off-ramp opening from 315 to Medical Center Drive, it'll help facilitate traffic to our medical center and to our campus. Our goal was to close it during the summer when we had a lower population and to reopen it prior to the academic year, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah, basically you've ripped out Cannon Drive along the west side of the medical center and you're elevating the entire road. Why do that?
Yeah, so it both straightens and elevates Cannon Drive, and the purpose of that is to raise it to the 100-year flood barrier protection. So it's going to create flood protection for the campus. This is actually phase one. The long-term goal through phase two is to create 500-year flood protection. There's been flooding at different universities, and we want to take precautions ahead of time to protect campus.
The project is supposed to create 12 acres of land that's able to be developed alongside the river. What do you expect to go there?
We have a Framework 2.0 plan, which is what we like to call the long-term planning vision of the university. And so our planning team is working with university leaders to really look at opportunities, not just for the medical center, but for the university. Framework 2.0 tries to facilitate both research and learning through the bricks and mortar of the university. So those are things we're looking at right now.
It's impossible to tell now, but most of this area between 315 and the medical center used to be a series of parking lots. Where do all those people park now?
So there was the Polo parking lot, which had about 1,900 spaces, and the Dodd parking lot, which had about 250 spaces. The really cool thing, and I wrote it today, our enhanced bus service from West Campus to the centrally located Herrick Drive Transit Hub. It's a short 10-minute bus ride. Parkers also have the option to buy a local permit here and park closer on the central campus. So it's really up to the user. We tried to create a few different options, but my preference, at least what I used today, was the bus.
The ramp opening is obviously completed, but as we can hear behind us, construction is not stopping. What's next?
Yeah, so like I said, the exit ramp on a medical center drive is now open. The on-ramp back to 315 will remain closed until late November. The goal there is to get that work done before December. And then the project itself, the remaining part of phase one, will actually run through the end of 2019.
Dan Hedman from Ohio State University, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We're talking about the reopening of the ramp from 315 North to Medical Center Drive and where it fits into the larger development efforts around the medical center. This is 89.7 NPR News.